We're going to be talking safety because experts are going to be talking about safety, but not always very good at practicing it, are they, Dave?
I don't know too many experts. I don't know too many experts, actually.
Blind Dave Healy joins us, and you had a bit of a week.
Yeah. It's been one of them weeks, yes. And as you are quite rightly so, my hands are firmly in the air, Simon, although my feet were on the floor at the time. Yeah, safety is key. But like four, I was all togged up with my overalls, ready to go down to the workshop with a piece of hardwood that I was searching for in the garage. And I said to Deborah, give us a hand. So I went in there, picked up this piece of hardwood, which was 6 foot 6 long and rather heavy. It slipped. How it hit my foot, Deb, still is beyond. But I hadn't put my boots on. I thought I'd leave them outside and put them on afterwards. I had my slippers on.
So what is the rule?
Ooh, well, it was a lesson learned, mate. And I have to say, hands up. You know, I just thought, simple task, bump, wallop, and it caught me, not me little tinky-winky pinky, but the one in. Oh, my life. Since last Friday, I've been limping around in agony. Oh.
Did you lose the nail?
Eh?
Have you lost the nail?
No, it never hit the nail. It's sort of halfway up. So it's sort of, you know, where the body of the toe comes out. And we're wearing shoes. And, of course, you can't avoid walking to toilet or outside or wherever you're working. You got to do it, and you... Oh, it's been slightly hurting. And I did a relay last Saturday as well, and I thought, oh, it would hurt. You know, it's not a lot of... when I'd finished the relay, oh, my goodness me, I was limping like a good...
Of course, there's another reason for that. We'll leave that for a minute. But yeah. Let's talk about drilling.
Oh, yes. Well, I put a new drill into my cordless drill. 4 mil to be exactly precise. And drilled a hole through a piece of timber. And unfortunately, my hand was the other side, which I thought I'd missed it. Obviously, I didn't, because I drilled 4 mil hole straight in my finger. And again, I went... Whoops. And Deborah, seeing it, said, I hope you haven't got blood on that drill.
Quite right. Practical as always.
Exactly. So, once again, safety first. You know what, mate? It's been that little bit blasé. I mean, with the slipper job, it was just a case of a piece of timber from behind this, that and the other. I didn't expect it to drop like it did. And Deb still says to this day, how that hit your foot is beyond me, but it did. But drilling, that was my own silly fault. Put my hand, I thought it was well away. Obviously, the drill must have moved a little bit. Bump. I'm glad it was a brand new drill, though, mate. It went in. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's things that you can do to try and mitigate things like this, isn't there? This kind of gloves you can get. You should be wearing toe-tector boots as well.
Yeah, I mean, toe-tector boots. And the reason, you know what, the other thing behind the drilling incident, Simon, do you know why I did it and how it happened? Because I was too blinking idle to move the timber, take two screws out and put that piece of timber that I'd marked onto my pedestal drill, drill down and put the two screws back. And it was as simple as that. And I thought, nah, I'll be all right. Obviously, I wasn't. So there was two lessons learned, wasn't that? So in future, boots on and drill properly.
Then, of course, you were in New York recently and did a bit of shopping, didn't you, Debra? I bought you some presents.
Oh, yes, you've heard, have you? well, I know it's a family show and, you know, these things do happen from time to time, but yes, in the Levi's shop, bought this, bought that, and there was some, my wife said, you need some new underwear. She said, try these. So she threw them in anyway, getting back. Lovely Levi underwear, pants, briefs, whatever you want to call them. And they're a brief, but they're a long leg, which is what I like. But unfortunately, when one has to go for the call of nature, you know, there's no sort of Y front to it, and there's a good strong elastic band at the top which holds them firmly around your hips. So I took my thumb in and down I pulled and obviously did the necessary. My thumb slipped out. The elastic came up like a catapult. And if you want, hit me in the unmentionables. Brought me to my knees. I was in absolute agony. I walked upstairs.
You what? Was,
well, yeah, I sort of more stumbled. And my clothes just come off, bump on the floor. Deb said, what's the matter? I said, what with my foot? my finger, and I explained, she was crying, absolutely crying.
So are you?
Oh, God, I tell you, Simon, I just got in bed and I said, that's it, I am moving now. Mind you, it was midnight. But I thought, that's it, I am moving till tomorrow morning. Oh, gosh.
You said you did the relay on Saturday?
Yeah, well, Saturday morning, yeah, we got the vet relays. Our club. I never thought I'd do vet relays again for the club. Anyway, there was four of us, and there was only four of us vets that was available. So I limped along with my mate Carl, and we got to the start line. My come up, and I thought, my foot's not too bad. Well, my toe's not too bad. I thought, it'd be all right. I hadn't gone 10 foot. Slap, hurt, slap, hurt. So every time my right foot hit the floor, I'm thinking, this is hurting. Carl says, concentrate. I'm thinking, you don't know what I've done yesterday. And I'm running up this hill, and I'm running down an hill, and I'm going, and all the time, I could just feel the pain in my toe going more and more and more. Saturday afternoon and Sunday, I was actually walking again on Monday morning.
But you had to take a break from running this week, then?
Yeah, I have a little bit, yeah. So I haven't been out for any training this week, but this is fine, you know what I mean? Because I've got enough in the legs. I've got a 10K on Sunday. But, oh, my golly gosh. But if it's hurting Sunday, it's going to have to hurt again. But
at least when you go on public transport, there's not much can go wrong with that, is there?
Oh, sorry. You've been talking to Deborah, haven't you? yeah, I went to London yesterday to work and did a talk, and all things as equal, jumped in a black cab, and I used the journey care at Euston Station. The gentleman was ever so good, and he come along, Mr. Healy, your train's ready. Oh, well, thank you. So off we trots down to the platform. He was a bit undecided which platform it was. Anyway, he said, right, it's platform 3, 1 and 3, 13. I thought, that's happy. So it's normally my lucky number. Turned out it was my unlucky number because he put me on the train. Settle me in, no problems. Off went the train. I'm thinking, this train's gone 5 minutes early. I'm glad I was a bit early. So we got to Rugby, and a young lady comes on. She says, Mr. Healy? And I went, yeah. She said, are you going to Birmingham? I said, well, I hope so, yes. She said, would you like to follow me? And I went, why? She said, Houston have put you on the wrong train. You are heading for Liverpool. If we have to court you at this station, I thought, oh, no. So then I had another half an hour wait at Rugby, but, you know, finally I got on the right train, but I had to laugh about it, you know. It isn't funny, because Journey Care are usually very, very good. They are very, very good.
But it's good they picked it up as well, though.
Oh, yeah, they did pick it up, but the only problem was I was going somewhere else after, so I was nearly an hour late. But anyway, it didn't matter in the end. Well, it did matter in the end, but it was one of them unfortunate things that couldn't be avoided. But I got back and I told Deb, and again, she was crying me laughter. She said, it's your week, innit? I went, my week? Oh, my golly gosh. But there we go, Simon. So from foot to finger to the unmentionables to a ride on a train, well, at least, you know, it was like a magical mystery tour. I think I was playing the Beatles record at the time. God, then.
So it's been quite an eventful week, then.
Oh, it's in and over yet. In and over. It's only Thursday, so... Oh, gosh. But, and I'm out tomorrow at another event, which could be interesting. So, as I said, oh, my golly gosh, there could be some talks for next Thursday, mate. But I am having a bash on my desk. I've made 3 drawers in between time with working and one thing and another this week, so I'm actually planning them in. So, I got a 4th drawer to make, and then the desk is nearly finished other than oiling, so we're getting there, so I've done something all right. And I ain't got no blood on these drawers, Simon, so Deborah will be happy.
Any plans for the holiday weekend? Although, you're running, you said, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I've got an event tomorrow, which is an all-day event, and then Saturday, Donkey's coming down to give me a hand with some stuff, but he's coming down because we're running on Sunday. I'm going up to the game against Tottenham on Saturday, and if we get 3 points from that, there's a chance we can stop in the Premier League, which would be brilliant. And I think we will. And then on Sunday, we've got the Birmingham 10K. So I'm looking forward to that. And then, obviously, we've got the Sunday and the Monday as a bank holiday. So what Deborah's got in store for me, I do not know.
I'll have to say, I've got to give a mention to Gary, who's listening.
Yeah.
Because I said that I'd play a track for him after, but because of the technical hitch there, we won't have time. So, Gary, I'm sorry, I'll play it for you next week.
What was you going to play for him?
He plays in his band. He said it was the last track they play in the first.
Oh, you mean that racket he plays?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That pop music stuff.
Yeah, I know he plays. Oh, I tell you what, I don't know whether that band's on stage. I don't know whether it's a shed they're making or music they're trying to make. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Quickly, contracts. Come on.
BlindDaveHealy.co.uk, Facebook Blind Dave Healy, and Twitter is at Blind Dave Healy. And if there's anything else out there that I'm associated with, talk to Deb or the kids.
Dave, keep safe, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, sorry. Speak to you soon, mate.